I'm a Mexican American, and I like you, I like you. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Random Rants. Pauly Shore here, back home in Silver Lake, getting my car washed. Told you what kind of car I have. it's the middle range Rover. It's not the Mini, it's not the big one. It's not the gay one, it's not the douchey one, it's the one in the middle. It's the metrosexual Range Rover. Anyways, back here, watching the, I'm getting my car washed, so I told you guys that. Anyway, so, back here in Los Angeles, surrounded with Mexicans, it's a very somber, I didn't want to say the word, Donald Trump around them, they'd have a fucking heart attack. I'm at the car wash right now. I wonder how many of these Mexicans are illegally here without a visa or without a green card or anything. I'd say probably about 99% of them. But they're good people. They're good people. And if I were president, I wouldn't want to deport them. They're not doing anything. I think you deport them if they start doing bad shit. But right now, they're just cleaning my car. And they're doing a lot better job than any fucking white person would do. I know you guys remember that movie, A Day in the Life Without a Mexican, We'd be hell. So Donald Trump, if you're listening to this, because I know you are a big fan of Random Rants, he's always retweeting my my segments here. Go easy on deporting the Mexicans, because the Mexicans, especially in California, we need them, I don't know about Mexicans in, Michigan. I don't know what they do there or fucking Minnesota, but the Mexicans here in L.A., we fucking need them, dude. They're everywhere. They're valet parking. They work at my mom's club. The comedy store, Juan Carlos is there. I don't know how many of his helpers are illegal documented, but go easy on that. I mean, obviously just deport people that are criminals and gang members, like you said. But any Mexicans that are over here illegally documented but doing a good job, leave them fucking here, dude. My housekeeper's Mexican. I love Mexican people. Plus, they make authentic Mexican burritos. Dude, if you deport all the Mexicans in my neighborhood, and I go to the Mexican to get Mexican food, am I going to get a fucking Mexican food from fucking some white dude? I don't want that shit. I want authentic Mexican food. I want to be surrounded with people that don't speak fucking English. I love that shit. I don't want it to be a white America. Speaking of white America, Trump hired two people recently to surround him. I guess I can't even fucking pronounce the one guy's name. Looks like a fucking bad car salesman, but he's got a sweet Jew face, but I don't think he's Jewish. He's super goy. Reince Priebus or some shit. Reince Priebus. Don't know a lot about him. Don't really want to comment on him, but I heard he's a good dude. And then there's the Steve Bannon. This guy's like, he's getting the uproar. He hates Jews. He hates gays. He hates everyone that's not a Nazi. Pretty much he hates. And at least that's what his, I guess it's called the Breitbart fucking website or some shit that he's involved with. Where he's anti this. He's also anti-Republican. Like, he's just anti-everything. And Trump put this guy, in charge. And I think, Trump is super loyal, as you know. You know what I mean? This guy, there's no way this guy thought Trump was going to win. But I think this guy, Steve Bannon, is the whole reason why Trump won. Because imagine these conversations. Think about the shit that Trump said. Build the wall. Ban all Muslims. Kill ISIS. Like, there's no way Trump is fucking liberal. He's grabbing pussies. He's a fucking New York, socialite. He's not fucking Republican. He just acts like he is, but he's not. He's not going to get these girls to, anti-abortion shit. He's not doing any of that shit. He loves vagina and whatever. That's a whole other conversation. But this guy, Steve Bannon, who is totally fucking, or at least he says he's, or at least people say he's totally anti this and, anti-Jew, anti-black, anti-gay. I think he's the one that gave Trump these kind of hot points, what to say, like build the wall, you know, get rid of all Muslims, you know, because Steve Bannon's audience is those fucking David Duke people, the Nazis, you know, the swastika people. And those are the, sorry, I'm burping right now because I'm so excited. But those are the hot spots. And imagine those conversations. Trump's like, you know, Steve Bannon's like, go out there and tell him build the wall. He's like, you're fucking kidding me. I can't say that shit. Trust me. They'll go fucking nuts. You know, these people hate Mexicans. You know what I mean? They're my audience. I know. David Duke's my friend. You know, that's when David Duke came out and was like, yo, you know what I mean? What's up? And Trump's like, I can't be around that guy. This guy's a fucking knucklehead. You know what I mean? But anyways, so these are the two people that Trump just recently appointed. Rance Priebus, I can't even fucking pronounce his name, and Steve Bannon. So these are the people that are even around Trump all the time. These are the people that helped him win the election. So Trump, right? Trump, you're listening. You feel obligated to be loyal to these guys because they got you through a situation that you thought you would never fucking win. So that being said, these are the guys, you know, these are the guys that are next to Trump, Rance Priebus and Steve Bannon. These are his go-to guys. And let's talk about Steve Bannon for a second. Watching the news, listening to both sides, and a lot of these people are basically saying, no, he's not like that. He's not a Jew hater. He's not a gay hater. He loves the LGBTQXYZ. You know what I mean? He's not that guy. So, you know, kind of like Pauly Shore. You know what I mean? Kind of like Pauly Shore. Everyone has, the people that don't know me have a preconceived notion of who I am. Oh, I just party all the time and I can't do anything but the weasel shit and, you know, whatever people think. You know what I mean? And that being said, you don't know what I fucking do. You know what I mean? I'm very super chill, right? You know, I don't party. I don't really party. I go to the Korean bathhouse, shave my balls, take it easy. You know, I'm a good actor. I think I'm a good actor. I think I could do more than the Wheeze, you know, like personally. So give me the benefit of the, or give Steve Bannon the benefit of the doubt as you would give me. But I think people are so easily judged, you know, by their past and stuff like that. So this is a new beginning. We're all in uncomfortable chatter waters. What's it called? Chatter waters. But let's give this guy the benefit of the doubt. And it's almost like, you know, people in the entertainment business. I don't want to name names. But I think at the end of the day, you know, people this, people that. I think if you're talented, you'll last. And if you're talented, and if you're not talented, you won't last. Same thing with Steve Bannon. You know, if the guy's a Nazi Jew hater, you know, and he hates Mexicans and ethnic people and all that shit, and he's kind of, you know, and he is that, then that'll come out in the wash. But this is a new day. It's a new time. You know, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, like I said earlier, I voted for Hillary because of, you know, Trump's harsh words, you know, that were said. Because I think Trump would have won anyways if he ran. He didn't have to say those harsh words. Anyways, let's talk about me visiting the White House. I actually think my probability of visiting the White House is a lot more now than it would be if Hillary Clinton's president. I'm not saying that I couldn't probably visit the White House because a lot of celebrities, they visit the White House. But, you know, look at the celebrities that were endorsing Hillary Clinton and look at the celebrities that were endorsing Donald Trump. Okay, so what fucking celebrities umbrella do you think I fit under? Okay, honestly. You know, you got Lady Gaga, you got Katy Perry, you got, you know, all these, who else? Miley Cyrus, you know, visiting, endorsing Hillary Clinton. And then you have Scott Baio, Antonio Sabato Jr., Dog the Bounty Hunter, endorsing Donald Trump. And Duck Dynasty. So what umbrella do you think I fucking fit under? Yeah, fuck you too, okay, assholes, fuck you too. Anyways, so, Yeah. So my point is that, oh, and my friend Scott's dad is actually really good friends with Donald Trump. And I met Donald Trump several years ago when we were grabbing pussies at the Playboy Mansion. And excuse me. And down in Daytona Beach back in the 90s. So that being said, you know, I have a feeling that if I'd like to, you know, I'd be able to go to visit the White House faster than I would have if Hillary Clinton was our president. So new day, new time, new president. Let's just all give him the benefit of the doubt. Oh, and all the protesters out there, hats off to you. You know what I mean? Keep protesting. Keep protesting if that's what you feel. Totally get it. You know? But Donald Trump, if you're out there, stick your head out your window and say something like, yo, dudes, chill. You know? I don't think he's going to do it, but anyways. All right, well, that's the rant for today. I'm winded. All right, I'm going to the gym, and I'm going to start my day. Hope you guys are having a good one. Also, I'm going to have a new email that I'm going to want you guys to email me, respond to my rants. Meaning, you know, after listening to my rants, you know, email me, tell me what you like, what you don't like, what I should talk more about of, talk less about of. And I'll read, you know, I'll read your emails at the end of my rant or maybe at the beginning of my rants. I don't know yet. But I figured I've been doing this for, I don't know, maybe a month now. I got about 12. I think this is rant number 13 up there. And I would like to know what you guys think about this. This is just me spewing my my thoughts and kind of ranting about different things that are in my head that I need to get out. So I figured I get them out this way. And since I have some sort of an audience out there, hopefully you guys are listening to these and you're connecting with them as well. Also, good news. Some of my movies, Encino Man, Son of the Law, are now on Netflix, which is cool. We got a Crackle coming out soon. I think January, February of my podcast videos. And there's also older podcasts, if you haven't heard those, on PaulieShore.com and iTunes. They're all over. Interested in the Paulie Shore podcast show. I'm home for a couple weeks, and then I'm hitting the road again, going to New York, Naples, and then Buffalo. And then that's it. That's the year. You guys have a great, awesome day. Thank you for listening to my random rants. We'll be signing off, and we'll be getting you that email when I have it. It'll probably be something along the lines of like randomrants@gmail.com or some shit like that. I don't know. I'll let you guys know in the next one what it is. I'm going to set it up. But I'm definitely interested in hearing what you have to say about my rants, what you like, what you don't like, what I should talk about more, or what you want from me, you know, as your comedian. All right? All right, guys. Later.